My name is Mike. I have a new life in Christ, and I'm recovering from alcoholism and lust. My mom and dad conceived me out of wedlock, and Mary tried to do the right thing. Unfortunately, things did not work, and they divorced when I was too young to remember them even being together. They both remarried several times. My dad was hands-off, while my stepdads ranged from indifference to militant to slightly verbally or physically abusive. I was surrounded by conflict as a child. My mom made sure I consistently went to church, even if they sometimes didn't. I came to accept Christ as my Savior at an early age. I bought the fire insurance, which is repent or you'll go to hell. Sunday was God's day, while the other 6 days were mine. I was exposed to pornography around sixth grade, and it became a way of life going forward. At 16, I began drinking alcohol for approval from friends. I was a people pleaser, a chameleon. I could do anything to merit my peers' approval. This trend continued into my time in the Navy, where over a three-year period, I got in trouble over three alcohol-related incidents. Underage drinking at age 20, an on-base DWI at age 21, and a DWI out in the city of San Diego where I was stationed. The last incident cost me my top secret security clearance I needed in order to work with the SEAL teams and slammed shut the door for me to try out for BUDS, which is the SEAL training school, and brought my career in the Navy to a premature close. I was given an honorable discharge, but instead of contemplating whether or not I had a drinking problem, I just decided to return home to Texas to pursue an education. I attended Texas A&M and continued to binge drink while I was there. I lived a double life between my faith and the secular world. As a chameleon, I could blend into any situation and fit in. I was who Jesus referred to in Revelation 3:16. So because you are lukewarm, neither hot nor cold, I will spit you out of my mouth. Neither my secular friends nor my Christian friends knew me well because I kept them all at arm's length. I would drink in bars or parties to sickness or blackout and spend a lot of my time engaging in inappropriate relationships with women, all while spending time in church on Sundays and investing weekly in my Christian fraternity. It was all a facade. I returned to Dallas for work after college, and things got even worse. In addition to the sinful patterns I'd already perfected, I started accruing massive credit card debt. I hated my job, had very few close friends, and as a result, I felt isolated and depressed. I continued to get in trouble with alcohol. When all was said and done, by the age of 36, I had been interfaced by law enforcement officials 11 times for either public intoxication, the suspicion of drinking and driving, or for driving on a suspended license. But somehow, only one DWI was on my record. I began to realize I needed help figuring out what was going wrong. Though if there was one thing I was still certain about, it was that I was not an alcoholic. In 2008, a friend told me about Watermark, so I decided to check it out. I had been church hopping in the Dallas area and was looking for the one. I felt that I found it when I heard the pastor humble himself by sharing his sin struggles. I had never heard a church leader identify himself as a broken sinner in a broken world. I was sold. I learned Watermark had a recovery program. My first attempt through resulted in my dropping out after 8 weeks. I was not ready to tell anyone my hidden sins and face the judgment I was sure would follow. I felt no one could understand my particular brand of sin, so I fell back into the world and into my old lifestyle. 2 years later, I attempted recovery again, only this time I had another DWI under my belt. Still denying having a problem with alcohol, I knew there was an underlying problem. This time around, I fell away again in step four, inventory, as I was still feeling immense guilt and shame about my past. In 2015, I returned once more to Watermark. I was broken. I had come to realize that everything I had done and or achieved in the world was not satisfying me, and I knew I needed God. I decided to quit trying to fill my heart with everything but God. I joined Summit, which is Watermark's men's Bible study, and my leader spoke truth to me. I was able to share dark things with him, and he would simply listen and encourage me. He had been in my shoes and could identify. There was no condemnation. Because I previously had no accountability, it had been easy for me to withdraw and isolate in my struggles and sin. In 2016, I entered Regen and completed all 12 steps that year, but I had put myself on cruise control in about step six, repent. I did not repent for my sins. I was still participating in my sinful ways as I had not completely changed my playgrounds and playmates. But once I brought everything to light, my group leaders and mentor encouraged me to continue my healing process by going through Regen a second time. I still struggled with drinking and inappropriate relationships with women up to step six again, and it dawned on me that my problem was that I was not choosing to turn away from my sin. Once I actually did the work and made my two repentance plans, one for the abuse of alcohol and one for acting out on lust, these two struggles started to dissipate. Daily relying on my Savior, I became willing to do whatever it took to guard my heart, including eliminating a lot of TV shows, movies, and most of my social media accounts. As it says in Proverbs 4:23, guard your heart with all vigilance, for from it flow the springs of life. I finally began to feel changes I had not thought were possible before. Since finishing Regen in 2017, I've only slipped with pornography a few times, and I'm a few weeks away from a year of sobriety from alcohol. My mentor challenged me that if I couldn't give something up for a year, it might be an addiction. So I decided, I'll show him. But I knew as the one-year mark approached, I had done nothing more than achieve a long-term goal. The truth is that I abuse alcohol in certain social situations when I drink. Once I start, I can't always stop. I now realize it's better not to even go down that road again. The temptation is still there, but the potential trouble I could get into and harm I could cause to others and or myself is not worth it. I'm 100% certain that if I don't drink, I have nothing to worry about. But while I've enjoyed a massive stint of relief from the abuse of alcohol, from pornography, and from inappropriate relationships with women, I still struggle with anger and lust. However, helping to lead a group of guys through Regen this year has been a great opportunity to keep going through the 12 steps, as recovery is an ongoing affair. So what would I tell you if you only hear one thing tonight? I'd like to tell you that Regen was a magical elixir, that it gave me an aha moment, and that everything that was a recovery issue when I came in was put to bed once and for all, but that's not the case. Recovery at Regen is not akin to a degree you earn at a university with a commencement and a pat on the back as you set out to conquer the world. Recovery is a lifelong endeavor. Regen does not fix your problems. It helps by equipping you with tools to trust God with your problems and to let the ultimate healer do what only he can do. We're called to just be faithfully and sometimes painfully obedient during the process. I still realize I have trust issues with God, and I struggle to fully comprehend my identity in Christ. My mission now is to pursue him more aggressively for a love relationship. I still have to go back to steps 1 through 3 on occasion to remind myself that it is not I who brings anything to the table. Apart from him, I can do nothing. He is the one who can heal me from my pain and bring me closer to him. If this is your first time here at Regeneration, welcome. We're glad you've come. I can tell you that as a fifth-year senior, it's well worth going through a year of spending time with God. He can and will heal you if you'll simply let him. My name is Mike. I have a new life in Christ, and I'm recovering from alcoholism and lust. Thanks be to my Savior, Jesus Christ, for loving me enough to die in my place and for desiring to know me intimately. All glory and honor and praise belong to him.